Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. and Ukrainian officials spent about 4 hours in Florida discussing an endgame to the war between Russia and Ukraine. To reporters, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Sunday's talks, which included President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff, was a productive meeting.
But there's more work to be done. This is delicate. It's complicated. There are a lot of moving parts. And obviously, there's another party involved here that will have to be a part of the equation. And that'll continue later this week when Mr. Witkoff travels to Moscow, although we've also been in touch in varying degrees with the Russian side.
Congress members from both parties voiced support for a review of strikes against suspected drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. This comes after the Washington Post reported that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave a verbal order for all crew members of a boat to be killed during a strike in September. Trump says Hegseth denied giving the order. Trump yesterday said he's invited the family of a National Guard member fatally shot last week to the White House. U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom died after the Wednesday shooting in Washington, D.C. U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf remains in critical condition. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Honduras's presidential election just days after Trump intervened in the race.
Hondurans cast ballots to elect a new president, with voters lining up across the country to fulfill their civic duty. This comes just days after U.S. President Donald Trump intervened in the close race by endorsing one of the candidates and announcing he would pardon a former Honduran president. The country's major parties were present at a voting site in the capital, but members of the press far outnumbered potential voters initially. In addition to a new president, voters will elect a new Congress, as well as hundreds of local positions. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is AP News.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your cachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
A top coach is leaving one SEC school for another among other college football coaching hires. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
Lane Kiffin has left Ole Miss to become the head football coach at LSU. The decision comes after Ole Miss's victory over Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, which likely secured the 11-1 Rebels a spot in the college football playoff.
That's pretty cool, especially in a The SEC's never been harder and deeper than it is now.
Kiffin expressed disappointment that he wasn't allowed to coach Ole Miss in the postseason. He was offered a 7-year contract with an average annual salary of around $13 million by LSU. Ole Miss promoted defensive coordinator Pete Golding to head coach. Elsewhere, Florida hired Tulane's John Sumrall on a 6-year deal. Michigan State is planning to hire former Northwestern coach Pat Fitzgerald. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Cyber Monday could break spending records despite economic uncertainty. The post-Thanksgiving shopping marathon wraps up today, Cyber Monday. Deals that have been promoted as some of the best of the holiday season are expected to keep people across the United States glued to their computers and smartphones. Adobe Analytics estimates U.S. shoppers will spend $14 billion online today. That's 6% more than last year. Consumers already exceeded Adobe's forecasts by spending nearly $12 billion online on Black Friday and another $6 billion Thanksgiving Day. Deals on electronics and apparel are expected to peak today, but analysts say rising retail prices may contribute to any record sales figures that materialize. I'm Mike Hempen.
Shoppers shopped till they dropped on Black Friday. Adobe Analytics, which tracks e-commerce, says U.S. consumers spent a record $11.8 billion online Friday, marking a 9.1% jump from last year. Traffic was especially heavy from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time, when some $12.5 million passed through online shopping carts every minute. Adobe says even on Thanksgiving Day, consumers broke records, spending $6.4 billion online. Software company Salesforce estimates that Black Friday online sales totaled $18 billion in the U.S., $79 billion globally. I'm Donna Water.
With consumer confidence down this year, some malls, such as one near New Orleans, is popping the bubbly to lure in shoppers. Grandma-granddaughter duo Sandra and Lacey say,
"The economy is bad, but we still gotta celebrate."
The annual sales event still brings more shoppers into stores than any day of the year. Dee Dee in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, says it's the deals that attract her to the mall.
Definitely is. I think that's like a big reason as to why we're out here on Black Friday today, because I usually don't go shopping whenever there's not sales going on.
Back in New Orleans, that grandma-granddaughter duo have some advice.
Take your grandma to the mall and make memories with her, because it's the best thing to do.
It's all about memories.
Go and get out there.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's been dubbed the Swamp Sweep. Some 250 federal border agents are expected to begin on Monday a month-long immigration crackdown in southeast Louisiana and into Mississippi. Their goal is to arrest 5,000 people, and it's the latest federal immigration enforcement operation to target a Democratic-run city. Many people in the greater New Orleans area, especially in the Latino communities, have been on edge since the planned operation was reported in early November. During a surge in Chicago, federal agents arrested a little more than 600 immigrants. And according to government data, just a handful had criminal records representing a high public safety risk. The Trump administration is putting on hold all decisions about asylum for people with Afghan passports. The administration is also halting the issuing of visas for Afghan passport holders. The director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, James Edlow, says on X that it's until, quote, "we can ensure that every alien is vetted and screened to the maximum degree possible," end quote. The Trump administration has seized the shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members deployed to Washington, D.C. to rein in legal immigration. The suspect, authorities say, killed one National Guard member and left another in critical condition, is a 29-year-old Afghan national who worked with the CIA during the Afghanistan War and was granted asylum during the first Trump administration. Meanwhile, the administration has ordered 500 more National Guard members to Washington. Northwestern University in Illinois has agreed to pay the U.S. government $75 million to restore federal research funding. The Trump administration had cut off $790 million in grants to Northwestern, saying it hadn't done enough to fight anti-Semitism. The standoff contributed to university layoffs and the resignation of Northwestern President Michael Schill in September. Under the agreement, Northwestern is also required to revoke an agreement it signed in April 2024 that led to pro-Palestinian protesters ending their tent encampment on campus and develop training materials to socialize international students with the norms of a campus dedicated to open debate. Northwestern has also agreed to single-sex housing for any woman requesting it, as well as all-female sports, locker rooms, and shower facilities. In a blistering late-night post on social media, President Donald Trump said he'd permanently pause migration from poorer nations, terminate millions of admissions to the U.S. during the Biden administration, and denaturalize people who, quote, undermine domestic tranquility, end quote. Trump's comments came following the Wednesday shooting of two National Guard members deployed to Washington, D.C. under Trump's orders. One has died. The suspect is a 29-year-old Afghan national who worked with the CIA during the Afghanistan War. He emigrated as part of a program to resettle those who helped American troops after the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Trump claims on his Truth Social that most foreign-born U.S. residents, quote, are on welfare from failed nations or from prisons, mental institutions, gangs, or drug cartels, end quote. And he blamed them for crime across the country that's mostly committed by U.S. citizens. I'm Donna Water.
There is a new cooperative agreement between the Dominican Republic and the United States to allow the U.S. military to operate in that country. Through an interpreter, the president of the Dominican Republic, Luis Abinader, says,
I announce to the nation that we have authorized the United States for a limited time to use restricted areas at the San Ysidro Air Base and Las Americas International Airport.
And says the purpose is clear.
To prevent the entry of narcotics and to strike a more decisive blow against transnational organized crime.
The U.S. will be able to refuel aircraft, transport equipment, and technical personnel. It's the first major public agreement that the U.S. has struck with a Caribbean nation as it seeks friendly allies to support its attacks against alleged drug smuggling boats in that region. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
We're deadly serious about this mission.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Donald Trump says that when the U.S. hosts next year's G20 summit and his Miami area club, South Africa is not invited. Trump chose not to have an American government delegation attend last weekend's G20 summit in South Africa because he claims white Afrikaners are being violently persecuted. It's a claim South Africa says is baseless. Trump says he's barring South Africa from attending the 2026 summit because South Africa refused to hand over the G20 hosting responsibilities to a senior representative of the U.S. Embassy in South Africa when the summit ended. And he says he stopped all payments and subsidies to South Africa. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he considered the U.S. decision to appoint a local embassy official for the G20 handover as an insult, and he calls Trump's statement regrettable. I'm Donna Water.
A woman who was once engaged to Michael Levitt, the brother of the White House press secretary, is being held by ICE in Louisiana 2 weeks after her arrest. 33-year-old Bruna Ferreira was pulled over in Revere, Massachusetts on her way to pick up her 11-year-old son at school. Her attorney, Todd Pomerleau, says the son lives with Michael Levitt in New Hampshire, but the two parents have maintained shared custody. Pomerleau says his client came to the U.S. from Brazil with her family as a child, was a DACA recipient, and was working towards a green card. Homeland Security says she was supposed to leave when her tourist visa expired decades ago, and that she had a previous arrest for battery, an allegation her attorney denied. Pomerleau says his client was bounced from Massachusetts to New Hampshire to Vermont to Louisiana in what he described as an unconstitutional merry-go-round. Caroline Levitt has declined to comment. Jennifer King, Washington.
British playwright Tom Stoppard, who won an Academy Award for the screenplay for 1998's Shakespeare in Love, has died. He was 88 years old. In a statement released on Saturday, United Agents said that Stoppard died peacefully at his home in Dorset in southern England, surrounded by his family. They said the playwright will be remembered for his works, for their brilliance and humanity, and for his wit and generosity of spirit, and his profound love of the English language. They added, "It was an honour to work with Tom and to know him." I'm Karen Chamas.
One of golf's most gregarious characters, Fuzzy Zoeller, has died. Zoeller was the last player to win the Masters Masters on his first attempt, a three-man playoff in 1979. He famously waved a white talent winged foot in 1984 when he thought Greg Norman had beat him, only to defeat Norman in an 18-hole playoff the next day. But it was the 1997 Masters that changed Zoller's popularity. Tiger Woods was on his way to the most dominant victory in Augusta National history. In a CNN interview, Zoller, a two-time major champion, jokingly said for Woods not to serve fried chicken or collard greens at the Masters Club dinner, causing an uproar. Zoller apologized and met Woods for lunch to smooth things over several weeks later.
That's something I had been waiting on for three and a half, four weeks now, and it makes me feel good. He's a quality guy.
Years later, Zoller said he realized the controversy would likely never go away. Zoller was 74. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says some parts of the Great Lakes region were hit pretty hard by a weekend snowstorm.
We did have areas of Iowa and Illinois that saw over a foot of snow. In fact, we had one report of 15 inches near a place called Fort Dodge in Iowa.
Now another storm is expected to develop Monday across parts of the Ohio Valley and the Mid-South, then head to parts of the Northeast.
And we're going to be seeing plenty of snowfall occurring. It's going to be the first snowfall of the season for many of these areas. And it's going to be rather significant with as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow and perhaps even locally higher amounts than that for some of the interior locations.
But Orison says it looks like major cities will be avoiding any significant snowfall. Both U.S. and European aviation safety agencies are requiring airlines to install a software update on the Airbus family of A320 aircraft. Airbus said Friday that the examination of a JetBlue plane that suddenly dropped in altitude last month revealed that intense solar radiation may corrupt data critical to functioning of flight controls. Tim Johnson, policy director with the UK's Civil Aviation Authority, tells Sky News the update is considered precautionary but urgent.
It's not all of the A320 aircraft, it's just some of the variants with a particular configuration of them. And it's asked airlines to make sure this maintenance, this precautionary maintenance done is done as soon as possible.
It's considered a quick fix, taking most planes about 2 hours. More than 500 U.S. registered aircraft were affected, with American Airlines saying it completed most of the updates of its 209 affected planes on Friday. I'm Donna Warder.
In remarks to the Calgary Chamber of Commerce, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he and the Premier of Alberta have signed a memorandum of understanding towards building an oil pipeline to the Pacific coast.
There is a fair bit of interest, as an understatement maybe, in Asia for Canadian energy.
The agreement also adjusts a ban on oil tankers off parts of British Columbia. Carney says Canada must diversify their exports beyond the United States.
The U.S., as is their right, is transforming all of its trading relationships. But as a consequence of that, many of our strengths, based on historic close ties with America, have become our vulnerabilities.
The move is being met with opposition from both British Columbia and First Nation officials. Minister of Culture Stephen Guilbeault, a staunch environmentalist, resigned from the cabinet, saying the pipeline would cross the Great Bear Rainforest and increases the risk of a tanker spill. I'm Jennifer King.
UPS grounded its fleet of McDonnell Douglas MD-11s after a fiery crash in Louisville, Kentucky. 14 people were killed, including the plane's crew of three, when the left engine detached during takeoff. Now the company says that fleet is expected to miss the peak holiday season as it goes through inspections and possible repairs. An internal memo predicts it'll be several months before the MD-11 fleet returns to service. UPS says it intends to rely on contingency plans to deliver for customers throughout the peak holiday season. I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in Stockton, California are asking for the public's help in finding the person who killed four people and wounded 11 in a shooting at a banquet hall Saturday evening. The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office says the victims were at a family gathering and they range in age from 8 to 21. Local officials say the shooter has not been caught and detectives are trying to identify a possible motive. A spokesperson for the county sheriff's office said early indications suggested the shooting may have been a targeted incident. Faith leaders in the Stockton area planned a vigil for the victims. Sheriff's officials say 4 people were killed and 10 were wounded in a shooting at a family gathering at a banquet hall Saturday evening in Stockton, California. The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office says children are among some of the victims, and the early indications suggest it may have been a targeted incident. Local officials say the suspected shooter has not been caught. The shooting happened just before 6 p.m. local time inside the banquet hall, which shares a parking lot with other businesses. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a 6.0 magnitude earthquake has rocked at South Central Alaska. The quake struck Thursday morning northwest of Anchorage at a depth of about 43 miles. There weren't any immediate reports of significant damage. Alaska is the most earthquake-prone state in the U.S. and one of the most seismically active regions in the world. That's according to the USGS. The state experiences a magnitude 7 earthquake almost yearly. KTUU-TV reported that this quake is the largest to hit the south central part of Alaska since 2021. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
It was a chilly day in the Big Apple, but that didn't stop the 2025 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Spectators lined the streets to watch new balloon characters like Buzz Lightyear and Pac-Man. And a float carried the toothy little monster Labubus. Shrek and some of his friends made an appearance in a giant onion-shaped carriage balloon, and were also joined by crowd favorites like Derpy Tiger and Susie from K-pop Demon Hunters. Along with marching bands and dancers who brought the beat to the streets, a lineup of performers included Wicked star Cynthia Erivo, country singer Lainey Wilson, and the Radio City Rockettes. One very special person wrapped up the ceremony, ringing in the new holiday season. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Josh Allen rushed for his NFL QB record 76th career touchdown as the Bills spoiled Aaron Rodgers' return from a wrist injury with a 26-7 victory over the Steelers.
It's not why I play the game. I'm just happy, you know, I helped this team get a victory.
The Broncos beat the Commanders in OT for their 9th straight victory and matched the Patriots with their league-leading 10th win. The Rams' 6-game win streak was snapped. Chargers QB Justin Herbert broke a bone in his left hand. College football, Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss to become head coach at LSU. Texas A&M fell to number 7 in the AP Top 25 with its first loss, 27-17 at Texas. Aggies coach Mike Elko.
We were bad, so it's on me, it's my fault.
And NBA, Joel Embiid scored 18 in his return from a 9-game knee injury absence in Philly's double OT loss to Atlanta. The Los Angeles Lakers used their normal home court for their NBA Cup game against Dallas on Friday, after star Luka Doncic complained about the condition of their league-issued special tournament court.
Just the courts, please. It's just slippery. It's dangerous.
Doncic made his comments after the Lakers clinched their tournament group with a victory over the Los Angeles Clippers on Tuesday. After his complaints, the court was examined by the league's technicians and deemed unsafe for play, according to the team. The court could be available after adjustments if the Lakers host a cup quarterfinal later this month. Iran has decided to boycott the World Cup draw in Washington. The U.S. denied visas to members of the Iranian delegation, according to the state-run IRNA news agency. Iranian Soccer Federation spokesman Amir Mahdi Alavi said officials faced visa obstacles beyond sports considerations. The federation has reached out to FIFA for help, but there was no immediate response. President Trump's administration announced a travel ban in June, affecting citizens from 12 countries, including Iran. Brian Kelly has received a letter from LSU confirming that he was fired without cause and is owed his full $54 million buyout. The letter, obtained by the Associated Press and dated November 26th, clears the way for Kelly to withdraw a November 10th lawsuit against the university, in which Kelly says LSU officials had suggested he could be fired for cause. That could have substantially reduced his buyout. LSU's latest letter says Kelly has an obligation to try to get another job in football while he's still being paid by LSU. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A court in Bangladesh's capital has sentenced ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to 5 years in prison and her niece, British Labour Party lawmaker Tulip Siddiq, to 2 years in prison on corruption charges. Bangladesh's corruption watchdog's prosecutor, Khan Mohammed Mainul Hassan, announced the charges to the press outside the courtroom. The judge in the trial said Hasina misused her power as prime minister involving a government's land project. He said British politician Siddiq was guilty of corruptly influencing her aunt in helping her mother and two siblings get a land plot in a government project. Siddiq's mother, Sheikh Rehana, was given 7 years in prison and was considered the prime participant in the case. Siddiq, who represents London's Hampstead and Highgate areas in Britain's parliament, was tried as a Bangladeshi citizen. She disputed the claim and said she was a British citizen and called the trial a farce. I'm Karen Shamas.
Pope Leo XIV has challenged Lebanon's political leaders to be true peacemakers and to put their differences aside. The pontiff arrived in Beirut from Istanbul on the second leg of his maiden voyage as Pope.
Blessed are the peacemakers. Certainly, there are millions of Lebanese here and throughout the world who serve peace silently day after day. Yet you, who have important institutional tasks within this nation, are destined for a special beatitude if you can say that you have put the goal of peace above all else.
The Pope's visit comes as Lebanon faces economic uncertainty, deep political divisions, and fears of a new war with Israel. Before arriving in Lebanon, Pope Leo held his first airborne news conference where he reaffirmed the Holy See's support on a two-state solution to resolve the Israel-Palestinian conflict, calling it the only solution that could guarantee justice for both sides. He also confirmed private talks with the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, saying Turkey has an important role to play in the conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine. Pope Leo XIV has held prayers at the Armenian Apostolic Cathedral in Istanbul, supporting Christian unity and minorities in Turkey.
This visit provides me with the opportunity to thank God for the courageous Christian witness of the Armenian people throughout history, often amid tragic circumstances. I would also like to express my deep gratitude to the Lord for the ever closer fraternal bonds uniting the Armenian Apostolic Church and the Catholic Church.
This visit also signals quiet support for healing historical tensions between Turkey and Armenia. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, residents of Beirut gather at the airport road to welcome the pontiff. Pope Leo's visit will be the fourth visit of a pope to Lebanon since the country's independence. He will meet with political and religious leaders, meet with the victims of the deadly 2020 port explosion by the Beirut port for a silent prayer, and hold a large mass in Beirut's seafront. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked Israel's president for a pardon during his ongoing corruption trial. As the exonerating evidence and testimonies that completely dismantle the false claims against me are revealed in court, and as it becomes clear that the evidentiary basis against me was formed through the commission of serious offenses, my personal interest has been and remains to continue the process to its conclusion until full acquittal on all charges. The president's office called it an extraordinary request with significant implications. Netanyahu faces charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes, but has not been convicted. He denies the allegations, calling the trial a witch hunt. The request follows U.S. President Donald Trump's urging for a pardon. Legal experts say the request cannot stop the trial. Opposition leaders oppose the pardon without an admission of guilt and a withdrawal from political life. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Gaza's health ministry has said that the Palestinian death toll in the territory has surpassed 70,000 since October 2023, as Israeli fire killed two Palestinian children on Saturday. The ministry also said that at least 352 Palestinians have been killed across the territory since the ceasefire took effect on October 10, 2025. Meanwhile, Israeli fire killed two Palestinian children in the southern Gaza Strip on Saturday. Two brothers, aged 11 and 8, were killed by an Israeli drone that struck close to a school sheltering displaced people in the town of Beni Suhaila. Thousands of protesters have converged on the western German city of Gießen on Saturday as the far-right Alternative for Germany party founded its new youth organization. A convention of the youth group for the anti-immigration party known as AfD started more than 2 hours late on Saturday. The delay came after groups of anti-AfD protesters blocked or tried to block roads in and around the city as police used pepper spray and water cannons in some areas. Some were heard to chant in Italian, "We are all anti-fascists," as they took to the streets in protest at the rising presence of the far-right group. The AfD took over 20% of the vote in Germany's national election in February and is now the biggest opposition party. Police said up to 5,000 officers were deployed. They put the total number of demonstrators at more than 25,000 and said that a large part of the various protests went peacefully. Sri Lankan authorities say the death toll from heavy floods and mudslides caused by Cyclone Ditwa has risen to at least 132, with scores of people still missing. Sri Lanka has been battered by severe weather since last week, and the conditions worsened on Thursday with heavy downpours that flooded homes, fields and roads and triggered landslides mainly in the central hills. The Disaster Management Centre said that nearly 78,000 people have been displaced and are in temporary shelters. AP footage showed homes submerged in floodwaters in Malwana, Sri Lanka on Sunday. Locals waded through the water as relief teams navigated the inundated roads on boats distributing food to stranded. Authorities say that Cyclone Ditwa, which developed in the seas east of Sri Lanka, is likely to move toward India's southern coast by Sunday. Hong Kong's deadliest fire in decades is raising questions about corruption and negligence in the renovations of the apartment complex where at least 128 people died. Police on Wednesday arrested three men from a construction company on suspicion of manslaughter and gross negligence. They were released on bail but then arrested by the Independent Commission Against Corruption that pointed to the men's leadership role in the renovations. On Friday, a local Hong Kong TV station filmed anti-corruption agency workers searching the suspects' offices and seizing relevant documents and bank records. The agency had also previously arrested seven men and one woman associated with the project. I'm Karen Schemmer.
Turkish authorities say two tankers caught fire in the Black Sea after being struck. Crew members on both vessels are safe. The Open Sanctions database describes the vessels as part of a shadow fleet used to evade sanctions on Russia. Turkey's Directorate General of Maritime Affairs says the first tanker caught fire about 28 miles off Turkey's coast. The second tanker was struck 35 nautical miles off the coast. Rescue teams have been dispatched and all crew members have been evacuated safely. Authorities are investigating the cause of the fires. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky announced Friday a reset of his presidential office and the resignation of Andriy Yermak, his powerful chief of staff and longtime confidant. Yermak was Ukraine's lead negotiator in talks with the U.S. This comes after investigators from two national anti-corruption agencies searched Yermak's residence inside the presidential compound. There were media reports that his office was also searched. A spokesman for Yermak says they weren't told what it was related to, but the agencies have been investigating a major energy sector corruption scandal that has involved top Ukrainian officials. Zelensky says that as they prepare to talk peace, they need internal strength and no distractions. Yermak's name was not on the list of officials Zelensky says will make up the Ukrainian delegation for the next round of negotiations with the United States. I'm Jennifer King.
This week's AP Religion Roundup. A former Popemobile is converted to deliver health care, and high hopes are set for Pope Leo's trip to Turkey and Lebanon. A vehicle used by the late Pope Francis during his 2014 visit to Bethlehem has now been transformed into a mobile health clinic. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The Catholic charity Caritas unveiled the late Pope Francis's one-time vehicle, which, per his request, has been transformed into a mobile health clinic for the children of Gaza. It isn't clear if the vehicle will get the authorization from Israel to travel from the occupied West Bank to Gaza, but it's been equipped to serve vulnerable children living in areas where healthcare has broken down or become impossible to access. The refurbished vehicle carries diagnostic tools, treatment supplies, oxygen, vaccines, and refrigeration for critical medicines. It'll be staffed by qualified healthcare professionals. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Pope Leo XIV's visit to Lebanon Sunday is rekindling hopes for many in the small, crisis-battered country.
You know, what keeps me going, and also I think many of the other families, is our faith.
Mireille Houri lost her son in the 2020 explosion that devastated Beirut's key port on the Mediterranean. She says that the Pope's visit may contribute to a path of stability in her country.
I will ask him to pray for Lebanon a lot, because we need a prayer, a lot of prayers, and we need a miracle for this country to continue.
Orthodox leaders say Pope Leo's visit to Turkey may help convince national leaders to reopen a key Christian seminary. American Orthodox Archbishop Elpidophoros says the Pope's visit may build momentum for reopening the seminary.
Keeping today this school closed after over 50 years, it's a political and diplomatic anachronism that doesn't help our country, Turkey, to enter the modern world.
A key moment in Pope Leo's visit to Turkey is a pilgrimage to celebrate the 1700th anniversary of the Council of Nicaea. The council helped establish core doctrines of Christianity. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime. There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.